Good morning. It's 6:43, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, you turd? Actually, I'm the turd this morning.
Yeah, pretty much. Not even polished, just there. Gosh. Good God. Right on the stoop. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Get your car, truck, SUV fixed up right there the first time at AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham and his crew going to get you set up and on the road, son. Yeah, actually, you couldn't breathe. You can't breathe easy today. You're dying. No,
you're going to have to take this one.
Well, a couple stories for your rock news. First, Joe Walsh has a surprise in store for this year's Vets Aid Show, a live stream event that premieres on Saturday. He says, quote, something cooking. I'll be sharing some brand new music with you guys, end quote. Dubbed the Basement Show, since it will be held in his cellar, he'll be backed by guitarist Waddy Watchell, Heartbreakers keyboardist Benmont Trench, bassist Lee Schuyler, drummer Russ Kunkel, and special guest Joe's brother-in-law, Ringo Starr. Oh. Hey, there's a special guest for you right there. Huh. Walsh has been posting behind-the-scenes clips on his socials, including Ringo leading the band through the Beatles' Get Back. The Basement Show is available from December 18th through the 25th and will include never-before-seen performances from past Vets Aid shows with James Taylor, ZZ Top, Jason Isbell, one of my favorites, Sheryl Crow, and others. Every dollar goes to Veterans Services, and tickets and details can be found at vetsaid.veeps.com. So if you're looking for a great show and a way to help out the vets, check that out, vetsaid.veeps.com.
Always down for a good show.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. Lastly, Clockwork Destiny, the final volume in the science fiction trilogy created by the late Rush drummer Neil Peart and author Kevin J. Anderson, will be published on April 5th. It's based on the band's final studio album, 2012's Clockwork Angels. The first two novels, Clockwork Angels and Clockwork Lives, the readers were introduced to the, quote, optimistic young hero Owen Hardy, as well as the more reluctant adventurer Miranda Peake. In an amazing world of airships and alchemy, fantastic carnivals, and lost cities. The final novel came together in the last years of Peart's life, and more than a year after his passing on January 7th, 2020, Anderson returned to it with full support of Peart's wife, Carrie. In other Peart news, his website, neilpeart.net, has been given an overhaul. So if you're needing that Neil Peart fix, which we all need from time to time, a new book coming out, and also his website got a fresh coat of paint on there as well. So check it out.
Just fun to say, Neil Peart.
Neil Peart on the drums there. Neil Peart from Canada. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, December 14th, 1968, Tommy James and the Shondells released the awesome track Crimson and Clover. And for back in that time, great song to listen to if you drop some acid. It's got one of those vibes to it. It's a good acid-dropping song.
It has that kind of that.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
I don't want to say Pink Floyd-ish, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's in there. It makes you think. Like, what's the song really about, man? Oh, my God. the walls are bleeding. Oh, no.
Took too much, man.
Tommy James and Shondells really are one of my favorites. I love them, man. All right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.